YouTube announces new stuff from Podcast Movement in Denver, Colorado, the latest from podnews.net with the Dr. John Deloney Show. YouTube will fully support ingestion of RSS feeds for podcasts by the end of the year. It was announced at Podcast Movement by the product lead of podcasting at Google, Steve McClendon, speaking to OSHA's Jennifer Hahn. He also made the first public acknowledgement of the ongoing beta testing that we reported on in May. It ingests RSS audio feeds and turns them into YouTube-hosted video. Within the YouTube Music app, podcasts are currently available in the US, Canada, and Latin America, and are on track to complete a global rollout by the end of the year, including a podcast section on the website. The company is also planning additional analytics and improved discovery and search for podcasts, especially for users who've engaged with podcast content. Pod News has also learned that YouTube Music updates to expect relatively soon are show-level auto-downloads, and you'll also be able to add any RSS feed to your YouTube Music app, even private RSS feeds in countries where podcasts on YouTube Music are supported. McClendon stressed to creators that for best results, you should mark your show or playlist as a podcast in YouTube Studio, which unlocks additional places where your show will be promoted. In other news, Triton Digital announced data integration with YouTube Analytics, allowing YouTube view numbers to be visible in Triton podcast metrics. Expect an announcement later today from Spotify for Podcasters, unveiling new tools for creators. If you're a Podcast Movement, it's 10:30 a.m. in Aurora D. Rabia and Ellen Solves the Case has signed an exclusive representation agreement with Rhapsody Voices. The show will relaunch in September. Gabriel Soto from Edison Research unveiled a demographic breakdown of weekly podcast listeners. Boomers are less familiar with podcasting and listen far less, but 91% have a smartphone, representing a significant opportunity for growing podcasts overall. An overview will be in the company's weekly Insights newsletter in a few weeks. Podcast hosting company Disktopia is partnering with SEO platform Semrush to expand the reach of podcast episodes with search engine optimization. The tool identifies relevant keywords from the transcript to better market the episodes in Semrush's tools. Sports podcasting company Blue Wire has launched an equity crowdfunding round to raise $1 million at a $25 million valuation cap. Investors will join the company's ownership group. We don't know if we're related or gassy, but we're somewhere in that zone. Good news for fans of Anna and Elsa. Disney is launching a new Frozen podcast, the Disney Frozen podcast Forces of Nature, with a continuation of the story from Frozen 2. Rode announced the most powerful wireless mic ever, the Wireless Pro, which works up to 260 meters away. And Evergreen Podcast has acquired Sound Talent Media's slate of music podcasts. Combined with the company's content partnership with Osiris Media, Evergreen's music channel has grown to nearly 500,000 monthly listeners across 55 music podcasts. In People News, Dominic Milano has joined Katz Media Group as Senior Vice President, Sales Director and Programmatic Audio Lead. He joins from Target Spot and Triton Digital. And in podcast news, the hosts from How Long Gone performed live stand-up at Podcast Movement to celebrate the launch of Club Road Associates, a host-read brand partnership. And Tired, scrolling social media, looking to understand the intersection of technology and culture. Wired, getting award-winning journalists to do it for you. What's New with Wired covers all the ways technology is changing our lives. It's part of the Airwave Podcast Network, and we thank them for their support this month. This podcast is sponsored by the Dr. John Deloney Show. A more peaceful life is possible. For practical advice on dealing with loneliness, anxiety, depression, relationships, and more, find the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you get your podcasts. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.